Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, you guys? It's your girl Nye. Welcome to Nye Airwaves. Back again like we never left. Laugh, live, and get into the now from the people's perspective, sponsored by Faces of Success Radio. Tonight, as you already know, we have our special guest in the building for an exclusive interview with the stars. She's an amazing, vivacious sensation by the name of Miss Supreme. She will be in the studio currently speaking about her new current project as well as her being an author extraordinaire. So stay tuned and dial that hotline 323-642-1569 and press 1 to connect to the host. You know, we've got the best music in the building. We've got a couple of new tracks as well as your favorite throwbacks that you've requested at our Faces of Success Radio Facebook page, and we appreciate the love. But coming up next is our hot gossip. Spill the tea with Graham to the Emmy about the newest in politics, celebrities, and so much more. So stay tuned for that. We're going to kick off the show a little bit. I haven't been home in a minute. I have missed my studio, but I'm more than excited. One of my personal favorites that I've been blasting in the gym and walking backwards and doing my tricks and cartwheels on a treadmill. Not really. I'm just playing. But this is Topanga, the newest drop from Trippy Red. And be on the lookout for his new project coming out soon. Again, kicking off the show with Trippy Red's Topanga. You're tuned into Nye Airwaves on Faces of Success Radio.
Like 10 car wheels, cold. I give raw chills, 10 different looks, and my lips so kill. I kiss them in the mouth, I feel all grills. Heat in the car, that's still on wheels. Woo! I was born to flex, diamonds on my neck. I like boarding jets, I like more than sex. But nothing in this world that I like more than checks.
Money.
All I really wanna see is the
money.
I don't really need a D, I need the
money.
All I back need is the
money.
I got pants in the coupe, busting out the roof. I got pants in the coupe. Touch me, I'll shoot. Bow, shake a little.
Money.
Get a little bag and take it to the store.
Money.
Get a little cash. shake it real fast, you get a little more. I got bands in the coupe, busting out the roof. I got bands in the coupe, busting out the roof. I got a fly, I need a jet. I need room for my legs. I got a baby, I need some money. I need teeth for my egg. All y'all bitches in trouble. Dream brass knuckles to scuffle. I heard that Cardi went pop. Yeah, I did go pop, pop. That's me busting that bubble. I'm the signing with the drip. Baby mommy with the clip. Walk out bodies with a. Bring her to the whip. If she fine or she thick. Walking past the mirror. Ooh. On my neck, I like boarding jets, I like more than sex, but nothing in this world that I like more than checks.
Money.
All I really want to see is the
money.
I don't really need a D, I need the
money.
All I back need is the
money.
I got pants in the coop, busting out the roof. I got pants in the coop, touch me, I'll shoot. Bow, shake it low,
money.
You get a little bag and take it to the store.
Money.
Get a little cash,
money.
You shake it real fast, you get a little more.
Money.
I got pants in the coop. Bustin' out the coop, I got bands in the coop. Touch me, I'll shoot. So Papa, you pop. So Papa, whoever. You know who pops the most? The people who sitting out together.
Okay.
You know that Cardi a freak. All my pajamas is leather. So black on your ass. Wakanda forever. Sweet like a honey bun, spit like a Tommy gun. Roll your 101. Come get your mommy some Cardi. Yes, tip top. Kiss the ring and kick rocks, sis. Jump it down, back it up. Diamonds on my neck. I like boarding jets. I like more than sex. But nothing in this world that I like more than culture. All I really want to see is the
money.
I don't really need a D, I need the
money.
All I back need is a KC.
Celebrated, I didn't have a dime, but I was always focused. I didn't waste no time. I ain't never calling my name. I used to walk to work every day, me and my dog. Like it or not, I came out alright. All the homies, we can move the same way, and I swear ain't nothing changed. Got a little bit of change in my pocket, but I maintain. We were young and in this world, chasing dreams and girls, running from our problems. I know that we older now, but that's what we were. Remember we were young, young and dumb. Some niggas in a rush. Remember we were cut class. My teachers used to hate me. The only reason that I did that was to keep from going crazy. I didn't give a damn about my grades. It's probably why we failed the ninth grade. Me and my dog, like it or not, we came out okay. All the homies, we came up the same way, and I swear ain't nothing changed. Way before I ever moved out the house and did the damn thing. We were young and in this world, chasing dreams and girls, running from our problems. And I know we're old enough, but that's what we were all about. Remember we were young, young and dumb.
Blustering our cigars is the rare air to the enemy. Get your lemon tea, peach tea, raspberry tea, and my personal favorite, sweet tea from McDonald's. I miss y'all. I ain't talked to y'all in a little old minute. Happy holidays, happy Christmas, Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, all that other loveliness. Babies, you already know. Let's go and get into this here, the gossip. And make sure y'all chime in at 6 o'clock Pacific Standard for the amazing Miss Supreme. Y'all, they hotline 323-642-1569. And let's go on over here and get into this here gossip. Here, I've been waiting. It's been a lot going on. Of course, you already know Miss Ariana Grande dropped a new song called Thank You. Next. And it's a smash. We're going to play that on the air on our next break. But thinking of smashes and new things coming to surface, Nickelodeon's new chief of staff wants to bring back the show All That. Let's talk about that. Brian Robbins opens up about his gig heading up to the kids' table, Star Wars. It's in my blood, and why he would never cancel All That. Jim Giannopoulos lied to me, said Paramount Player founder Brian Robbins to his office at the loft of Redstone Building. In early 2017, Robbins had left the successful digital company he founded, Awesomeness, after its majority stockholder DreamWorks was sold to Comcast. He figured out his next steps when he was asked by Viacom, Bob Backish, to sit down with newly instated Paramount Pictures chief Giannopoulos to discuss starting this studio label that would develop features in Viacom, including MTV, BET, and Nickelodeon. Robbins had an important question for the chief, who lived around the corner from him in L.A., Westside. I said, dude, how long does it take you to get to Paramount from Brentwood? He said it took 20 to 25. Total lie, it's 45 on a good day. Robbins, 54, took a job and purchased a house in the studio-adjacent neighborhood of Hancock Park, where he spent past days remodeling. In the same year, he put more than 20 movies into development. And of course, everything from the remake of the Racy Incident proposal from the new live-action Rugrats. Why is it supposed to be a live-action Rugrats movie? Oh, shucky-ducky. He has 2 years currently in production with the live-action Dora the Explorer and so much more. We're going to take a break real quick, sugars, and we're going to play Thank You next for Ariana Grande.
Thought I'd end up with Shine, but it wasn't a match. Wrote some songs about Ricky, now I listen and laugh. Even though my girl married and for feet I'm so thankful. Wish I could say thank you to Nelson, cause he was an angel. One taught me love, one taught me thank you.
from the drama. Only wanna do it once real bad. Call me the plan. God forbid something happens. Think this song is a plan.
Of course, you know they're bringing out the new Rugrats movie. But Robin, to begin his career in Hollywood, on ABC's 80s sitcom, Head of the Class, spoke with THR in mid-October about turning his fledgling studio label into a production powerhouse in what was his choice to leave. So they got a whole bunch of stuff in here in regards to so on and so forth. So basically, he's got multiple different things going on. He's got the new Rugrats movie, for one, that's a live action. He has another one in production as well. And right now, they're speaking on rebooting all that. And he says, I was actually at Saturday Night Live this weekend in New York with Kenan Thompson, who grew up on the All That Show, and Kenan and Gail. It was my very first time seeing him on the show, and I really wanted to cry. I was very proud, and I've known this kid since he was 14. All That ran for 10 years. Wow, I didn't even know it went for 10 years, but okay. He should have been Nickelodeon Saturday Night Live. All That was a very sophisticated show, young humor, but the level of comedy was great. And I believe that's true. They need to bring a whole bunch of goddamn shows back. They need to bring, what's that show? As Told by Ginger. I think SpongeBob had his run. He's been on since 1998. Stop it. We love SpongeBob, but it's getting stupid. They need to bring another show back. I mean, come on now. Anyways, congratulations to him if he does bring it back. But the thing is, with all these stars having all this controversy, do you really want to bring Amanda Bynes back on the... Okay, well, that's not my choice. But go ahead, sugar, do what you got to do. Another update, Young Thug is back in jail following his failed drug test. Are we surprised by this? No. But I'm going to read it anyway because y'all love Young Thug. He's back behind bars, according to the Cobb County Sheriff's Office, and confirmed with Billboard that the Thug, Jeffrey Williams, which is his real name, was booked once again on Thursday, the 8th, which was yesterday, as a result of failed court mandated drug test. The 27-year-old is being hit with 8 felonies stemmed from September of 2017 prior to his arrest. Charges against Jeffrey include possession of marijuana, hydrocodone. Oh, come on now. He got meth and a firearm. Yeah, he's going to jail. He's staying in jail. Sorry. That's the end of the article. Mm-mm, I ain't reading no more. This man. All these rappers got all this influence, and you still doing all these crazy drugs. You're still out here gangbanging and whatever in the world y'all be doing. Why don't y'all set a better example for these kids? But yet again, Cardi B said it best. I did not sign up to be a role model. I'm just doing me. So, sucker, we hope you get your situation straightened up. Speaking of some more crazy mess, Trump says Kemp won as vote counting continues in Georgia. President Trump, the orange one, as we all say, on this Friday, today, threw fresh support behind Georgia Republican gubernatorial candidate Brian Kemp, who's too close to call race with Democrat Stacey Abrams, has devolved into chaos amid reports of voting irregularities and missing an uncounted ballot. So, again, whenever the elections come around, there's always some crap coming around, and the votes get hacked or misplaced, quote unquote, just like when Trump was elected into office. Plain and simple, cut and dry. With the election officials still tallying up votes, so they say, they tallying up votes. See, they just cheating. It don't never fail. It's nothing, nothing surprises me with them no more. I'm over it, honestly. Kent ran a great race in Georgia. He won, the president wrote on Twitter, and it's time for him to move on. Kent first declared victory over Abrams on Wednesday night as reports described lengthy voting lines, missing and inoperable equipment, and the drop of provisional ballots in key precincts during the previous day election. Kent led Abrams by about 63,000 votes as of mid-Friday, holding 15.3% to Abrams' 48.7. This is some crap. I'm telling y'all, they be cheating on this mess. His lead narrows as more votes were counted. If neither candidate wins 50% by all the votes are counted, the race will advance to a runoff. And Kent's role as Georgia Secretary of State before and during the election has come under scrutiny as the voting rights advocates accused him of using his position to influence gubernatorial race, which is really true. They be cheating all the time. They be paying folks for them bad commercials. They be paying radio stations for all their time. It's crazy for what they be doing. It's crazy. So I don't put it past them for cheating. But Trump, we don't need no more endorsements, because 9 times out of 10, like you did the last one, you're going to pull out at the last minute when something happens and you own some mess. But we're going to get into some more music. This is another song that's been popular by all over the place, and me personally, I love the song too. This is Summer Walker's Girls Need Love, and we'll be right back with some updates on Ply's felony gun charge has been dropped. And we're going to talk about that right after the break. This is, again, Summer Walker's Girls Need Love.
Honestly, I'm trying to stay focused. You must think I've got to be joking when I say I don't think I can wait. I just need it out. Let it swing my way. I just need some love. Tied up with these lights, baby, I just need a tug. Won't you be my plug, ayy? You could be the one, ayy. Can start with a handshake, baby, I'ma need more than a hug. Girls can't never say they want it. Girls can't never say yeah. Girls can't never say they need it. Girls can't never say nah. Girls can't never say they want it. Girls can't never say how. Girls can't never say they need it. Girls can't never say nah. Oh, nah. So give it to me like you need it, baby. Want you to hear me screaming every breathing. I don't need a reason, baby. No honesty can't buy.
Going back, never going back. never going back. They never take me. I've made enough of petty dudes. I've had enough of dudes. I had a thing for dirty shoes since I was 10. Love dirty men alike. Ooh, better day than yesterday. Ooh, I just take it day by day.
November 8th, which was yesterday, thank goodness. According to reports, the rapper's felony charge was dropped after he completed a concealed weapons course. Are you kidding me? The artist man had to do was take a course for his gun, get the license for it, and he would have been found. That's just the incident that led to it was rushing out to Tampa International Airport when TSA agents discovered a Glock. Same thing that happened to Zanique, T.I. and Tiny's daughter. She had her concealed weapon. It was in there. They arrested her. Same mess. Let's move forward with it. Although Florida doesn't require a permit to purchase a handgun, the state does require a license to carry a concealed firearm and prohibits them in airports. Plas defended himself by stating that he simply brought the wrong carry-on bag with him to the airport. I find that highly unlikely. Like, this man pays close attention to his belongings. Ain't no way in the world that this man is just going to magically forget that, oh, I forgot to bring the right bag. Highly unlikely. I don't believe it, but thank goodness the charges were dropped. As I stated before, same thing that happened to Zanique, T.I. and Tiny's daughter. She had her license to carry. They found the gun. They arrested her. Same mess, different day. But happy for you, Plies. Go ahead. Another update. Blindsided Floyd Mayweather backed out of Nasukawa's fight and claiming ambush. Oh, here we go here with this mess. Floyd Mayweather appears to have backed out of the planned New Year's Eve fight with Japanese kickboxing star Tenshin Nasukawa. Jesus, I can't stand pronouncing them dang old words. Less than 3 days after he appeared at a Tokyo press conference announcing the bout, claiming he was blindsided by promoter regarding the nature and magnitude of the event. The five-division boxing champion said in an Instagram post on Wednesday that he had agreed to the three-round exhibition purely for entertainment purposes with no intention of being represented as an official fight card and was completely derailed by the direction the event was going. On Monday, the Rizin Fight Federation, a Japanese mixed martial arts company, announced Mayweather would fight Nasukawa, the undefeated 20-year-old kickboxing prodigy. During an hour-long press conference in downtown Tokyo district of Roppongi, attended by the American boxer and ONE Entertainment CEO Brent Johnson, the marketing executive who helped the broker the deal and related the new news in Mayweather's tight-knit inner circle. The fight between Mayweather and Nakusawa was to headline in the Rizin 14 card that had already scheduled for December 31st at the Saitama Super Arena in Tokyo. But when pressed over the details during Monday's press conference, Mayweather appeared unconcerned, saying, "Well, we'll talk about that. We'll get that situated within the next couple of weeks. As far as weight class, we're not worried about that. When it's all said and done, it's all about going out there and displaying my skills against another skillful fighter." Well, let me stop this right here. First of all, boxing and kickboxing are two different forms of art. He includes everything, not just your fists. He kicking at your temples. He breaking ankles. He doing everything. But in Wednesday's statement, Mayweather implied he was ambushed, admitted that we should have put a stop to it immediately, and he was hesitant to create a huge disturbance. "I want to sincerely apologize to the fans for very misleading information that was announced during the press conference, and I can assure you that too was completely blindsided by the arrangements that were being made without my consent nor approval." Honey, you just scared, because you know that little 20-year-old boy going to kick your 40-year-old butt, and he a kickboxer, so they know how to use mixed martial arts, taekwondo, tai chi, all of it. So you just scared, and you did not want to walk into something that was possibly going to humiliate your career. Moving on. Okay. So here's something interesting for y'all. And something I was shocked, but I wasn't shocked at the same time. A half-naked man falls through the ceiling of a Waffle House. Yes, y'all heard that right. Police say he destroyed the bathroom before he fell through the ceiling. It's an actual video. I'm watching it right now. Somebody in the kitchen was filming it, and he completely fell through the ceiling. And he's slipping around. He's falling. And this was in Alabama, y'all. Alabama. Man, what was he doing? Did somebody live upstairs like that? This may sound prejudiced. It's all get out, but it's not. You know how a lot of the Asian community has businesses and then they live out of their business? Somebody must have been in the apartment upstairs and started messing with something, and then he fell through the ceiling. And a lot of times when things are not properly insulated and the floors get wet, everything falls apart. But I didn't see no water. I just saw a man fall through the ceiling. That's what happens, y'all. The world we live in. That's a shame, ain't it? Let's get into one more article before we take another break here. Kiki Wyatt got married after her husband of 7 years dumped her while pregnant and one of their kids was battling cancer. Hold on, that whole title just said that. First of all, that sounds messy, making him seem like the bad guy because he left when one of their kids was battling cancer. Just trying to make the man seem, you know what, let's get into it. Kiki Wyatt is a married woman again. We're happy to see this because everyone knows that she has been having a tough time lately. You may recall the singer's husband of 7 years, Michael Jamar, left her while she was pregnant with their, their ninth child? Ooh. After Kiki and Michael Jamar went their separate ways, they both started seeing other people. Kiki spoke to media sources and revealed that she had gotten married again and also that her child is cancer-free. Well, that's a wonderful thing. I ain't gonna read this long book of an article that she wrote, but I'm happy for her. Kiki and her new husband, Zakaria Darren, got married in October in Indianapolis. Kiki is in love, and she feels like he's got her back, unlike her ex. Oh, Jesus. Well, I don't agree in jumping into relationships off the back. But at the same time, if you've been separated and you've been seeing this person for X amount of time, it's not really brand new. It's just new to the world because it ain't y'all business. But that's all right. After the break here, we're going to get into a couple more articles. Michelle Obama reveals Malia and Sasha were conceived through IVF after her recent miscarriage. We're going to talk about that after the break. You're tuned in to Faces of Success Radio 101 FM. Let's go.
I sip way too much drink. I don't think I can think. I won't try to tell lies. This blunt got me too high. I won't try to pretend. After all the nights that we spent, swear every night too late. Spend every night with my clique. I just never mind your friend. Telling you it's getting too deep. I'm a player, I just crash, baby. I'm just out here acting like a new me. Got this drink up in my cup, baby. I smoke, I sip, I drink. I'm supposed to stop, but I can't. Wood grain, top down, switch lanes. I'm supposed to stop, but I can't. That whip, that wrist insane. I'm supposed to stop, but I can't. I smoke, I sip, I drink. I'm supposed to stop, but I can't. I sip way too much drink. I don't think I can think. I won't try to tell lies. This blunt got me too high. I won't try to pretend. You and I are just friends. I won't try to pretend. You and I are just friends. You ain't my girl, I'm a slide. We just slide sometimes. You down the ride sometimes. Rolled up and get high sometimes. Say you love me, can't touch me. But you know your best friend want me. Agent mad though, can't beat me. I tell the truth whenever you double club me. I smoke, I sip, I drink. I'm supposed to stop, but I can't. Wood grain, top down, switch lanes. I'm supposed to stop, but I can't. That whip, that wrist insane. I'm supposed to stop, but I can't. I smoke, I sip, I drink. I'm supposed to stop, but I can't. I sip way too much drink. I don't think I can think. I won't try to tell lies. This blunt got me too high. I won't try to pretend. You and I are just friends. I won't try to pretend. You and I are just friends. I sip way too much drink. I don't think I can think. I won't try to tell lies. This blunt got me too high. I won't try to pretend. You and I are just friends. I won't try to pretend. You and I are just friends. I sip way too much drink.
Tugger, baby. Yeah. door. Pull it up and I'm gone. Then I go up before. Then I roll up, then I roll up. Then I'm calling your fuck.
So we got one more article here. As I stated before, Michelle Obama reveals Malia and Sasha were conceived through IVF through miscarriage. In an interview about her upcoming memoir, Becoming, former First Lady Michelle Obama just opened up about a struggle many women know too well, but often feel they can't discuss it publicly: infertility and miscarriages. It turns out that even two committed go-getters with a deep love and robust work ethic can't will themselves into being pregnant, she writes in her new book. However, not only does the former First Lady reveal that she and former Barack Obama, who was our president, struggled to conceive early in his marriage, she divulges that a few weeks after they finally did, they then lost their first child to miscarriage. I felt lost and alone, and I felt like I failed because I didn't know how common miscarriages were because we didn't talk about them, Obama told to ABC. We sit in our own pain, thinking that somehow we're broken. In reality, between 10 and 25% of all clinically recognized pregnancies end in a miscarriage, according to American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. Yet, despite how common they are, in 2015, study found that among those who experienced a past miscarriage, almost half said they feel guilty about it, and 41% said they felt they did something wrong, 28% felt ashamed. So this is common amongst women who are in a fresh marriage or in marriage period, and they get all excited and they tell the family about the pregnancy and so on, and then you lose the baby because you feel like it's your fault or you didn't do something when it happens. And it causes a lot of women to go into depression. Same for the men. They blame themselves. They get angry at each other. But really and truly, it's a part of life. It's a cycle. It continues. Life and death continues to circle it around itself. And yes, it's heartbreaking, but things happen, and you can't blame yourself for it. So I thank Michelle for being as open and transparent as she possibly could in that moment. And I look forward to that book. Make sure y'all look forward to it and check it out. So we're going to get back in the tunes in just a few minutes. Dial that hotline, 323-642-1569. Coming up next, she's an amazing, vivacious author by the name of Miss Supreme. Hailing out from the Carolinas, and she's going to be talking about her new upcoming projects. Stay tuned and dial that line. Let's get back into some more music, babies. I love y'all's struggles, and let's get back into this here music.
Damn, I hate to go psycho. Lil' mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof looks like a no-show. Got diamonds by the bolo. Come with the Tony Homo for clowns and all the balls. Oh, I hate to go psycho. Lil' mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof looks like a no-show. Got diamonds by the bolo. Don't act like you my friend when I'm rolling through my hands. Oh, you suck in the friend zone. Four, five, to fifth. Ayy, 100 bins inside my shorts. You know the shit. Ayy, try to stuff it all in, but it don't even fit. Ayy, know that I've been with the shit ever since the jit. Ayy, I made my first million. I'm like, this is it. Ayy, 34 a walk through, man. We had it lit. Ayy, had so many bottles, gave ugly girl a sip. Out the window of the Benz, so we get sent in the rent. And I'm like, whoa. Trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof looks like a no-show. Got diamonds by the bolo. Come with the Tony Momo for clowns and all the balls. Oh, I ain't be gone psycho. Lil' mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof looks like a no-show. Got diamonds by the bolo. Don't act like you my friend when I'm rolling through my hands. Oh, they be going psycho. My rollie going crazy. Hitting little mama. She wanna have my baby. 50 on the banky. Chain so stanky. You should see the whip. Promise I could take your dollar riding in the old school Chevy. It's a drop top. Booming with it. She gon' give me top top. Just one switch. I can make the drop. Hey! Take you to the smoke shop. We gon' get high. We gon' hit Rodeo. Dollar Valentino. We gon' hit Pico. Take you where I'm from. Take you to the slums. This ain't happen overnight. No, these diamonds real bright. Terror jeans. Still in my pants though. All VVS's. Put you in a necklace. Girl, you look beautiful tonight. Stars on the roof, they're matching with the jewelry. Damn, I hate to go psycho. Lil' mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof looks like a no-show. Got diamonds by the bolo. Come with the Tony Momo for clowns and all the balls. Oh, I hate to go psycho. Lil' mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof looks like a no-show. Got diamonds by the bolo. Don't act like you my friend when I'm rolling through my hands.
24 hours, I need more hours with you. We spent the weekend getting even, ooh. We spent the late nights making things right between us. But now it's all good, babe. Roll that back with, babe. Let me close. Cause girls like you run around with guys like me till sundown. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Girls like you love fun and yeah, me do what I want. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe I'm barely alive. Maybe you're taking my shit for the last time. Yeah. Maybe I know that I'm drunk. Maybe I know you're the one. Maybe I'm thinking it's better if you drive.
Not too long ago, I was dancing for dollars. No, it's really real if I let you meet my mama. You don't want a girl like me, I'm too crazy. For every other girl you meet, it's too gay. I'm sure them other girls were nice enough, but you need someone to spice it up. So who you gonna call? Cardi, Cardi. Come and rev it up like a Harley, Harley. Why is the best food always forbidden? I'm coming to you now doing 20 over the limit. The red light, stop. I don't play when it comes to my heart, let's get it though. I don't really want a white horse in a carriage. I'm thinking more of white horses than carriage. I need you right here, cause every time you fall, I play with this kitty like you play with your guitar.
Oh, he cold? Well, I swear that I'm cooler. That ain't no right. Rolex. This is a Frank Mueller. Yeah, Frank Mueller. Boy, I start on the bottom. Made my way to top. Boy, I'm gonna keep winning. No, I cannot stop. Remember, I had a little. Turned that bitch to a lot. Always been 100. Put that on my block. Used to want that full door. Now I want that drop. Yeah, now I do what I want. 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 Girl, you see me getting this money. Whoa, please don't front. Hunting fish club when I'm eating. Whoa, what's for lunch? And them boys back home be talking, but I won't get touched. Think to myself how I survive. No one who I trust. Yeah. No one who I trust. Pull them spin all day now with us. All these girls, yeah, they ride with us. Yeah. I don't pay no mind because I just want the buck. Yeah. Boy, I start on the bottom. Made my way to top. What? Boy, I'm gonna keep winning. I no, I cannot stop. Remember, I had a little. Turned that into a lot. Always been 100. Put that on my block. Used to want that full door. Now I want that drop. Yeah, now I do what I want. 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 Now I do what I want.
New Kung Fu Kenny. Ain't nobody praying for me. Y'all know what happens on earth stays on earth. Here we go.
I don't give a f- 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 I don't give a f-
I'm willing to die for it. I done cried for it. Might take a lie for it. Put the Bible down and go out for a knife for it. D.O.T. my enemy won't catch a vibe for it. Ayy, I been stumped out in front of my mama. My daddy commissary made it to commas. Tell him all my grandma's dead. So ain't nobody praying for me. I'm on your head. Ayy, 30 millions later, no defense watching. Auntie on my telegram like be cautious. I be hanging out at Tams, I be on Stockton. I don't do it for the ground, I do it for Compton. I'm willing to die for it. You don't know I take your life for it. We ain't going back to broke, family on the ropes. So all you little many rappers better know. If I gotta check a fake one, I'ma make it look sexy. Gotta go hard on the bed, I'ma make it look sexy. I pull up, hop out, that route, made it look sexy. They won't take me out my element. Nah, take me out my element. I've been allergic to building with you. I've been allergic to dealing with you. I've been allergic if it ain't about a million with you. Going digital and physical and all y'all, ayy. Watch your criminals and money in my phone calls, ayy. We okay, we let the A1 fly. Relocate, jump on the same G5. Check it for me heavy, cause I go, yeah, I go, yeah. They never been ready, yeah, I know, yeah, I know, yeah. 100K spread across the floor, yeah. None of y'all with the flow, yeah, the flow, yeah. Years in the making, they don't y'all mistake it. I got them by a landslide, we talk about races. You know there's never be a tie, just look at their laces. You know careers take off, just gotta be patient. Mr. 1 through 5, that's the only logic. Fake my death, go to Cuba, that's the only option. If I gotta check a fake one, I'ma make it look sexy. If I gotta go hard on the bed, I'ma make it look sexy. I pull up, hop out, and route, made it look sexy. They won't take me out my element. Nah, take me out my element. Damn if I do, if I don't, yeah. God damn it's all if you won't, yeah. Damn, 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 it's a goddamn shame. You ain't frontline, get out the goddamn way. Oh, they thought they wouldn't go see me, huh? Oh, they thought they cared that real life is the same life they see on TV, huh? Oh, y'all wanna flex on me and be in LA for free, huh? Next time they hit the 10 freeway, we need receipt, huh?
Cause most of y'all ain't real.
Most of y'all go squeal. Most of y'all just envy, but jealousy get you killed. Most of y'all throw rocks and try to hide your hand. Just say his name and I promise that you'll see Candyman. Because it's all in your eyes. Most of y'all tell lies. Most of y'all don't fade. Most of y'all been advised. Last OP, I tried to lift the black artist. But it's the difference between black artists and whack artists.
It's the one and only, the world's greatest, the king.
You're gonna make him look sexy.
sexy. They won't take me out my element. Nah, take me out my element.
All right, everyone, it is time for our exclusive interviews with the stars. 6 o'clock on the dot Pacific Standard Time. So let's introduce her, the amazing author and vivacious sensation, Miss Supreme. Miss Supreme began a creative journey at a young age, having read hundreds of books and authoring several short stories of her own before she was an adult. Born in New Jersey, but raised in the South, it was in high school where she decided to pursue her dream of publishing a book. Her debut project, Relation Sugar Honey Iced Tea, can't say that on the air, discusses the most common misconceptions about relationships, such as cheating, the other woman, and playing games. Now residing in Charlotte, North Carolina, North Crack-a-Lack, and Miss Supreme is currently creating her next project. So let's welcome her, please. Welcome, Miss Supreme. How are you? Good evening.
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for the introduction. I like that. I did. How are you?
I'm fantastic, and thank you so much for being in the studio. So I gave a little information about you, but please introduce yourself and tell us who Miss Supreme really is.
Well, I'm a northern girl raised in the South, kind of adapted to the southern ways. Started off reading, actually, that was my first love. Got into writing by chance. At a young age, writing little short stories when I was a little girl. I was only child for a while, so, and that's how I passed time. Once I learned how to read and write, that's how I passed my time. But I would just keep it to myself. Then as I got older, I started writing a little bit more here and there. It was in the 10th grade when I wrote this story called First in 10. That I actually, and I made an A on it, that I actually thought that, oh, okay, well, I think I can adapt to writing. I think I can do this. But it took me a while to get to the point where I was ready to share my gift with everyone. So I would just write stories here and there, put it up. I had journals for days. That's it. That's basically just how I started. That's pretty much who I am.
And that's awesome. So your debut project was Relation Sugar Honey Iced Tea, and you're working on your next project. So let's talk about Relation. Tell us about how you got started and the idea of bringing that book into reality.
Actually, my goal was not even to write a relationship book at all. That started from giving advice to friends, of course, solicited advice. I wasn't given advice, I wasn't asked, and I would always try to give them a different view of whatever their problem was when it came to relationships. I wanted people to see that there are gray areas. There's not a lot, but there are some areas where you could think outside the box. You don't have to think the way your parents did or the way your grandparents did. You can choose to handle your relationship totally different than the way they did theirs. The way they did theirs 30, 40 years ago, that worked for them. It's a different era with us. So The men and women are totally different anyway. So I started that, and I didn't intend to write a relationship book, but then when everybody would tell me, well, you know, you need to write this stuff down, I was like, write it down for what? I'm just telling you. You asked for my advice. I'm like, no, because I think you make a valid point on some things. And I was like, you think so? And they was like, yeah. And I was like, I don't know. I said, but okay. I said, let me think about it. And it took me a few years before I actually started it. Changed dramatically over the few years. I started off with two or three different titles. At first, I was going to write it strictly for the women. And then I was like, no, I think I want to write it for women and men. I want people to see that there are a lot of misconceptions to relationships, and you don't have to go by the cliches and the old wives' tales that we were told when we were young. So that's how that started. And then from there, I just got to writing, and I thought of different situations, different situationships in relationships, the different types of cheaters, the different types of side chicks. I just had a view different, that I felt was different from everyone else. And although it's opinion based, I wanted people to see that there's something else. There's a different way to think.
Well, you struck a chord with me there. What would you say are the different types of side chicks and the quote unquote different types of cheating?
I have the side chicks broke down into based off of how the man treats them. There's a difference between being a FB, which, you know, we can't say what that is. I'll just say a cut buddy. There's a difference between being a cut buddy and being a mistress. That's two different types of positions right there. There's also a difference between being a mistress and a number two. Because with the number two, who's to say that there's not a three, four, and a five? Usually when a man has a mistress, to invest a little bit more into her, not quite as much as he would invest into his wife, but he does invest a lot. And from what I have seen, being a mistress, you are treated totally different than you would ever be being called a cut buddy or a friends with benefits or a number two. So I tried to give, like, the difference between those titles because we all like to say, oh, he's a friend with benefits. Okay, usually the only benefit is sex. You may get a few dollars here and there, but that's pretty much the benefit. To me, I feel like a friends with benefits title is one step above a cut buddy. Because a cut buddy, you just don't get anything but cutty. That's it. So...
Okay, and what about the different types of cheaters?
Oh, I had that into habitual, occasional, and unappreciated. The habitual is just one. He's just going to cheat no matter what. It wouldn't even make a difference. You could be Martha White in the kitchen and be Vanessa Del Rio in the bedroom. He's just going to cheat because that's just who he is. That's not a person that can say that he could be happy with one person. He likes a variety of women. That's what I call a habitual cheater. The occasional cheater, he's just wanting to try something new here and there, not make anything big with it, no strings attached. You may get a good morning text, but it's not going to be on a consistent basis. And I classify an unappreciated cheater as one who he's just not appreciated at home, and he's cheating. I classify him as the most dangerous cheater of all because he's not going to look for sex. He's going to look for sex in somebody that gives him an emotional attachment. That's, to me, that is the dangerous cheater of them all.
Okay, so we've got the different types of cheaters, we've got the different types of side chicks, and I know a lot of the times it's a problem with women not valuing themselves or even men thinking less of themselves, so they accept any and everything. So what do you think are some things that both sexes could do to love themselves more and actually step their game up as far as the type of people that they get in relationships with?
Well, I mean, you said it right there. First of all, you do have to love yourself more. We have all came to our times where we had a self-esteem issue. I mean, I've had that as a youngster as well as in my adult life. But you have to start by loving yourself. You can't invest yourself into anyone else until you invest in yourself. And a lot of us, we don't do that. We have to realize that a person does not complete us. Your mate doesn't need to complete you. They need to complement you. When you say complete, why would a person need to complete you if you're already a whole person? To love yourself first, and loving yourself means that you know that that person is there to love you, but they're not there to make you who you are. You have to know who you are first, and that is something that we don't do, and by not doing that, we end up in situationship that turned into relation, which you said, sugar, honey, iced tea. It turns totally into that because we don't value ourselves. And that's something that as an individual, we have to work through that ourselves. But a lot of us don't realize that until we've made consistent mistakes in different relationships. We'll go through relationship making the same mistake. And a relationship, whether it's a marriage or just a relationship, it is a it's a bond. It's something you both have to invest in. You can't invest 50-50. You got to invest 100. But you can't invest 100 and only get 50 back. But if you accept just that 50, it's because you don't value yourself first to know that you deserve better.
And to add on to what you were saying, Ms. Supreme, because that's a very valid point, something that I've brought to a lot of people's attention is there's a difference between being alone, which really means all in one, versus being mm-hmm. lonely. And it's nothing wrong with mm-hmm. being alone.
mm-hmm. Yeah, hey, yeah, girl, yes. Please put that on a T-shirt. Yes, there is a big difference. I totally agree. Yes, I do. I do. Trust me, I do. Believe me, I have said this to several friends and close associates. Yes, you can come to a lonely point, but being lonely will make you jump into something that you think that you're ready for, and then you find out you're not. So you have to learn how to be happy being alone and then being with someone. So you're right. I agree.
And just to go deeper into that, of course, all in one versus being lonely. Like you said, we've all been lonely at one point, and we've accepted mm-hmm. accepted any and everything, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes to a point where you have to learn to want to love you more, because I've had plenty of cases with exes in regards to I love you, but I love myself more, and I value myself more. And it takes time to get to that
Amen.
Point. Am I right?
Yes, it does. It really do. And I'm speaking from experience when I say that. It does. It's a process. But we all want companionship, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I tell everybody I won't say that I am against marriage, and I won't say that I'm all for marriage. I'll say that marriage is not for everyone, but I don't believe that anyone should not have a mate. I believe that there is a lid for every pot, and sometimes you got to use a plate.
Now, I do want to say, how do you feel about, of course, you know, there's a lot of cases where in certain cultures and religions, they believe in polygamy or having mm-hmm. more than one wife. Of course, we all watch Love and Hip Hop. So we have seen the whole Akbar situation in regards to having multiple different women. How do you feel about
Wait
that?
Wait a minute, hold
and,
on, hold
in
on.
Addition to...
Mm-hmm. Did you say somebody... Wait, I'm sorry, I'm probably one of a few African-American women who don't watch Ratchet TV. So can you catch me up on that? There's somebody on there that is in a polygamous
yes,
relationship? Okay, I'm going to have to check that out.
Yes, it's Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. Mm. Only reason I watch it is because some of my clients previously that I've had on the show are on the show.
Mm.
So basically, sit
oh,
back,
really?
Grab a snack. Mm-hmm, yes, ma'am. Sit back, grab a snack. Basically, there's this young girl named, I believe her name is Tamia, Tamara, whatever it is. It starts with a T. And
mm-hmm.
it's been all over in the news that her supposed boyfriend, Akbar, he has a wife as well as a mistress. And then she's in the situation. And there was a whole scandal mm-hmm. in regards to him releasing a sex tape of them, and she wasn't aware of it. So she had a whole case against him in regards to what is it called? Revenge porn. And
mm-hmm.
she keeps going back to him and sleeping with him, even though she's dealing with this lawsuit. And they're documenting it.
Well,
so that's what I wanted your opinion. Yes, ma'am. That's what I wanted your opinion on. How do you feel about the polygamous lifestyle and how women can subject themselves to something like that?
Okay. Now, let me say this, and no, I'm not much of a Bible reader, Lord, thank God my mother is not living to hear that, because she would probably kill me, but to my understanding, from what I have read in the Bible, and since there are so many people who like to refer to the Bible at their own use, I was led to believe that that went on in biblical times. I have to say, when it comes to things like that, I really have to say honestly to each his own, because my thing is, I know polygamy, from what I do know about it, it's not the same thing as having an open relationship. That is totally different because both parties are doing their own thing. To my also, another thing to my understanding is that in a polygamous relationship, that man is supposed to be able to support all of those spouses he has. So I can only assume. Now, where my concern is, whatever he does, I'm assuming it's only going to be within the wives that he has, because I'm, from what I read, going outside of that would be a no-no. And I just have to say, with women subjecting themselves to that, I guess they feel like it's okay to subject themselves to that, seeing that they have been with men who have cheated on them, and they know the man cheated, and they decided to stay. So I guess in their minds, if I already know what I'm dealing with, then that's my choice to deal with it. And that's how that's what I have told quite a few people. If you are told something up front and your options are not taken away from you, then you have the option to do it or to not do it. But I've always wondered why a lot more people can't put options up front. Because if you're with a man who is a polygamist, he's already telling you what it is and what it's going to be. You already know this.
Exactly.
But that also goes back to I can't. But see, with some women, they don't view it as that they don't love themselves. You and I can view it as that they don't love themselves. But I guess they feel like if I was okay staying with a man who was secretly cheating behind my back and I caught them, then what would be the difference with me being with this man right here who's already told me that he already has multiple wives? So they might use that deductive reasoning to go along with it. But for me, no, I don't think I could be in a polygamous relationship. And it's not even about the whole sharing thing. I just feel like that's just a whole bunch of mess. Somebody's going to get mad. Somebody's going to get jealous. They can say in the beginning that they are not. I don't see how it would work for me.
That's very true. Me personally, I prefer to be a one woman person. Whether and especially with other in other instances as well, I believe that everybody should have a monogamous relationship. If you like to spice it up in the bedroom, of course, that's fine. But that's another thing I want to bring up: threesomes, because that instantly is a bad situation, because you're opening the door for him to cheat, in my opinion. I mean, yes, it happens. Of course, it's exciting, but then you get mad because he's talking to her when you open the door and you said it was okay, and then they wind up having relations outside of the situation when it's not with you. So what's your opinion on that, when people have arrangements for threesomes, but then it doesn't turn out the way they plan?
I view threesomes like I view open relationships. You got to have rules. You have to have rules, and you have to do that with somebody that you 100 grand trust. If you don't have a trust relationship with that person, then bringing another person into it is just going to complicate things. I have friends that it has worked for, and I also know those that broke up their marriage. They decided to have threesomes, and then the threesomes led to, okay, well, we're going to have this open relationship just as long as you know your place and I know my place. I have a friend, haven't talked to him in years, but he did that with his spouse, and everything was going good until she violated the one rule that they had, and that was to never bring that man into their marital bed, and she did. So it works for some people, but it's only going to work if you have rules. And you know, at times people do not, they'll follow rules in the beginning to get what they want, but it's not a guarantee that they're going to follow it through. That's why I stated that relationships like that, you have to have trust. It can't be no outside calling. If you're only having a threesome with a person and it's a one-time thing, or for a few other people I know, they have this one girlfriend that they have. That, you know, the woman is bisexual, the man, of course, is straight, and they have a girlfriend, and it was a perfect arrangement. She knew what she was there for. There was no outside calling. I mean, their setup was almost foolproof. But like I said, it's a way to do things. And I believe that while I don't think polygamy is something that a lot of people can get down with, I see why open relationships and threesomes can work for people, because they tend to follow strict rules. But it's something that they have to do together. They have to first, before you can have an open relationship, when you go outside of your relationship with someone else, that's the way of a well, friend of mine that I know, they started with the threesome. And then from there, it went into an open relationship. And they're 30 years in. So it works. It works for some people. What are your views on it?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, what are your views on it?
Honestly, me and threesomes, like I said, I just think it's a bad idea overall, because my number one thing is if we don't have trust, we don't have anything. And the simple fact that you're interested in bringing another person into the situation is kind of off for me. Mm-hmm. Would I try it? Maybe. If it's somebody that I know I can be secure with in my decision and trust them that
exactly.
whatever rules we set, it doesn't happen again, of course.
Exactly.
But as far as anything else is concerned, it just seems kind of weird to me with every guy that's their fantasy of having a threesome. It's weird to me.
Oh yeah, they always say no. Yeah, it is. It really is. It's okay. That's just your fantasy. But I don't know. I tend to think that after a certain age, I would think that a guy would have already done that years earlier. But there's a lot of the 30, 40, 50-year-old plus men that they've never done that.
And we actually have a question coming in from one of our listeners currently. They wanted to know, what would you say is the difference in regards to a monogamous, gay, bisexual, whatever relationship and a straight relationship in regards to all of it, in regards to sex, in regards to rules, everything? What would you say would be the difference?
Straight relationship and a gay relationship?
Yes, in regards to the rules of being active, being sexual.
Well, there shouldn't be much of a difference. I mean, with any type of relationship, whether it's gay or straight, the overall thing anybody's going to want in any relationship, no matter what kind they're in, is going to be monogamy. That should be one thing that they should focus on. Now, if they decide to do the threesome or the open relationship, I mean, they just have to know that they just have to have that trust in that person. So it's really, to me, it's not a difference whether the people are straight or whether people are straight or whether they're gay or lesbian. To me, it should be the same thing. You should want to have a monogamous relationship unless you've already discussed with the person what you're into. And if you've already discussed your views on certain subjects and you've already told them that, then you were upfront. You were upfront and you were honest. And you gave them the option of whether or not they wanted to stay or whether they wanted to walk away. So is that what they were meaning about? What is the difference?
Okay, yes. And reeling it back into your projects, we said that you're currently working on your next project. So we've got Relation Sugar Honey Iced Tea. So what's up next
mm-hmm.
for you, Ms. Supreme?
Erotic Tales, which is all short stories that I wrote over a course of, here and there, I'll say about 8 to 10 years, I would just get a random idea to write a short story, and I would just go all in it. And I saved them. I never published them, kept them to myself. So that's what I'm working on now. Right now, I'm going over the edits that were sent back to me of the things that needed to be changed. And I'm hoping that I can release this at the first of the year. I've already did the graphic design, worked with a graphic designer to do my book cover, front and back. So that's my next thing. That actually was supposed to be my first book. It was the erotic short story, but it didn't happen that way.
And what inspires the inspiration for your new project? Because I'm definitely excited. I'm sure you're going to have a great release party. Faces of Success has to be there.
Yes, you do. For this book, just me being freaky, thinking outside the box, coming up out of my vanilla shell. Yeah, that was just it. I would, I don't know, certain things would give me inspiration. One story is about a barber that I knew from back in the day, and when I used to wear my hair short, and I liked his style, and I was like, just randomly one day thinking about how he carried himself, how the women flocked around him, how he handled his business, and then from there, just wrote a story about that. I don't have one yet, and I kept going back and forth about that, about getting a motorcycle. But I wrote a story about a guy that was in the bike world. It's just different things that would just inspire me to write different stories. But I always had the idea of how to start it and then the idea of how I wanted it to end. But then when I went all the way through, when I got ready to seriously sit down and put everything together and publish them, the way the story started and ended, it went a different way. I chose a different ending. A couple of them are sad. A couple of them have good endings. I like the happy ending, whether it's a freaky story or not. I feel like there should be a happy ending, but there was a couple that I just could not make the ending happy on any type of level.
All right. And when should this next project be released?
I am trying to get this done and be ready for release at the first of the year so I can finish up book three. I have like three or four different ideas for books that I've started.
Okay.
Yeah. So my mind is always running. And my next book is actually, which that was supposed to be the second book, is going to be a story about me and my mom's relationship and telling my life story as well as incorporating her story into it, telling her life story. And I'm writing it as one conversation that her and I had. My mom died when I was 21, and before she died, we had this extended conversation about her life, and there were things going on in my life. So I'm kind of writing that story parallel. That takes a lot out of me because I got so much of myself into it, so much emotion, and although I write under a pen name, I am about to, my life is now about to be an open book. And I chose the pen name because I initially, when I said I was going to get serious into my writing, I wanted to write just erotic stories like Zane. So I went up under a pen name. But now it's like, now I'm about to open myself up. People are going to really, really know what makes me tick, why I think the way I do, why I carry myself the way that I do, and the damage in my past that has brought me to where I am now.
So, of course, we all want to know what's going on in Miss Supreme's love life. Are you talking to somebody, interested in someone, talking to multiple people because you're single? Or what's going on in your life, Miss Supreme?
Actually, I'm not single. I'm very married.
Oh, wow. What does your husband think about your stories?
Now I'm going to tell you, he looked at me one time and was like, okay. And that's all he could say. And he was like, So it all comes together. He doesn't, that's this right here. He supports my writing. Just like when I decided to go back to school some years ago and get a degree, he supported that as well. He's my support system, but it's more so one of those things where it's like, this is something I know is for you. This is something I know that you share with me, but this is also something that that was here within you and that you were doing before I even met you. So with my freaky story, we always ended up, you know, doing something we had no business doing after I tried to read the story, things like that. But, yeah, he's always supported that. He's always supported my writing. Anytime I wanted to go back to school, he was just supportive. He just knew that this was something, this was my passion. It has always been my passion. So, you know, he thought that I would have been further along with it as well as I did too. But you know, life, it throws us curveballs at times.
It
so,
sure
you
does.
Know, I put it off. Yeah.
And I already
yeah,
know
but
you
overall,
have
he thinks I'm
available.
You have what?
I said I already know that you have great material available and on the way, because as much as you have a passion for writing, I'm glad that you have someone that supports you fully and wholeheartedly, so that way you could go as hard as you possibly can.
Yes, yes, and that is always needed. You have to have that support system, whether it comes from a mate or just family. And even if they don't purchase the books, just someone sitting there and pushing you along and asking you, okay, so while you're sitting there playing on your phone, how about you get on that laptop and get it cracking? You know, you need that. Everyone needs that. And sometimes some people, they're motivated simply not because someone is pushing them, but simply because of whatever they went through in their past. That's what motivates them. They see what they need to do, and they just grind hard. We all have to have some reason. We all have to know our purpose, and we have to have some reason to work on our purpose.
Very, very true, Ms. Supreme. And so we have the new projects coming out. What else is new coming up next for you in your career and overall for your life?
I want to get more into motivational speaking. I think I can take relationship talking. I think I can take that to a motivational speaking platform. I think I can help people along. I think I can get people to want to give more into their relationship. When I wrote when I wrote that right there, it wasn't to bash anyone. It was that I want people to see, I see a lot of different relationships around me, and I see what I call lacking, what I see might be lacking, and it's pretty much we just need to do better. If you're going to be with somebody, you're going to give them time in your life and place in your life like that, you need to do a little bit better with it. Some of us, we're so caught up on doing things our way and being set in our way. I think saying I'm set in my way is a cop-out for not wanting to open your mind to different and new things. So I'm hoping to take that to a higher platform where I can actually have open forums about this and talk to people, as well as on the flip side, I want with my third book, which I'm naming Sweeping Under the Rug, with that book right there, because I'm going to touch on subjects of rape and sexual abuse as far as choices that we make in terms of not so much sexuality, but how we handle ourselves sexually, the people that we lay with. I'm hoping to incorporate that into that as well. I want people to understand that you can have a good sex life, but you can also have a good sex life where you protect yourself. So a lot of that will be spoken about in Sweeping It Under the Rug.
Okay, Ms. Supreme. And how do we keep up with you and all your endeavors? Do you have an official website as well as social media sites?
I'm still building my website. Social media is Ms. Supreme, and that's Instagram as well as Twitter and Facebook, and that's MZSUEPREME.
And again, everybody, it's Ms. with a Z, MZ Supreme.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I've had such a great time with you this evening. Thank you so much for being in the studio. And let us know when you get that new book out so we can blast it out and maybe even show up at the premiere.
I sure will. And thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. All right, everyone, that was Miss Supreme. Stay tuned for the rest of the tunes as we close out for the show. I love you guys so much, and make sure you follow her on all of her social media sites. That's Miss Supreme. That's MZSUPREM right here live on Faces of Success Radio 101 FM. Let's get it.
Damn. Love and lust. Damn. All of us.
Give me a run for my money. There was nobody, no one that would run me. So give me a run for my money. Spend bubbly, feeling lovely. Living lovely. Just love me.
I wanna be with you. I'm in my mind at work, would you still
love me?
Keep it 100, I'd rather you trust me than two. Keep it a whole 100, don't got you, I got nothing. Hey, I got something.
Hey, something.
Hold up. We gon' function.
Feeling go out, this feeling don't drought, this party won't end.
If I didn't ride blade on curve, would you still? If I'm in my mind at work, would you still?
Keep it 100, I'd rather you trust me than two.
Keep it a whole 100, don't got you, I got nothing.
For my money, there was nobody, no one that'll run me.
Your blessing today. Oh, by the way, open the door, by the way. Tell you that I'm on the way. I'm on the way. I know connection is vague. Pick up the phone for me, babe. Damn it, we jamming. That attitude from your nanny. Curving your hip from your mammy. Remember, Gardena, I took the studio camera. I know Top will be mad at me. I had to do it. I want your body, your music. I bought the big one to prove it. Look what you made. Told you that I'm on the way. I'm like an exit away. Yep. If I didn't ride blade on curve, would you still have me? If I'm in my mind at work, would you still? Keep it 100, I'd rather you trust me than two. Keep it a whole 100, don't got you, I got nothing.
I run for my money. There was nobody, no one that'll run me. So give me a run for my money. Spend bubbly, feeling lovely. Living lovely.